Hello and welcome back. I hear that you're now listening this podcast from a different location, changing it up. I like it. I hope the drive was amazing, fantastic, awesome. I heard that, you know, now Jerry... this podcast may be too direct. Never mind, because I'm just talking straight towards you. But I hear that Jerry now owes you 10 drives there. So that's pretty insane. I think today I'm gonna talk about a documentary. Wait, one second. Yeah, I think I'm gonna talk about a documentary. I'm only halfway through the documentary, but I just found it like kinda interesting. It's called Kumare, and it's about this guy that studied her religion at university because his family was very religious and everything, and he grew up in like an Indian family that was very religious, but he didn't fully believe in it, so he took religion thinking it would like convince him a bit more, like give him a spiritual enlightenment or something like that, and it just pushed him farther and farther away from religion. And then he looked at priests and like gurus and all that stuff, and he basically thought of them as phonies and fake and false, because he thought that no one person is more holy and more spiritual than another person, and no one person has, if there is God, has a direct line to God. Like, no one person can speak for the other people. Like, people aren't born inherently more spiritual and having the ability to talk to God than other people. And he looked at these gurus, because at this time that he was filming, yoga was becoming very popular, and he looked at these gurus and he thought, these people are just fake and then like trying to falsify and things like that. And so then he decided to do a social experiment where he created his own religion called Kumare, and he became this monk, guru. And he did breathing exercises and yoga and all that stuff, and people started following him, and people started asking him deep questions. Like, there was this one woman that came to him and said, asked for advice about this, like her marriage, because she wasn't in love with the man, with her husband anymore, and his advice was he was thinking, I need to tell her that, to stay with the guy, because that's what he thought. But as Kumare, he didn't tell her to leave or anything. He just, kind of asked her questions to, think it through. So he wasn't, too destructive, but he was getting asked a bunch of these questions and also, a bunch of these problems that in people's life that are deep and personal, depression or, not being good enough. And then he teaches yoga, and this instructor, this owner of this yoga teaching, the owner of this yoga studio came to one of his classes, and she came up to him and said, I'm going to create a festival celebrating you, because you can, she fully believed in him, and she was like, you have something that I just don't have. And he made the whole thing up. He doesn't even really know yoga. And this yoga owner of the studio came to him and said, you have more of a spiritual connection. And it's kind of just really interesting, because it shows that anyone has that capability. Well, I don't believe in God, God or anything. I know, I know you know that, and I'm not religious in any sense. But I found it, like, interesting, Cal. That, because I feel like what he was teaching was more of a mindset, like, just being, like, connected to each other and things. Like, that was his whole philosophy. Like, his whole philosophy wasn't religion, it's more like a way of life, like philosophy, like everyone's connected to each other. But it kind of shows that, like, anyone can, like, really, like, all of their problems, and, like, if they're, like, in a bad place, like, they can, like, kind of help themselves in a way. Like, I'm not sure what I'm really thinking about, because I haven't finished the whole documentary and I haven't really thought about this whole thing through. But it kind of shows that they go to him for advice because they think he's more spiritual than them and knows more. However, he's just faking it all. And it kind of shows that you are capable of thinking or just going through your own self and, like, knowing yourself better. I'm not sure, sometimes people feel like they need others to verify themselves, and what I'm gaining from this is kind of like, it's everyone has their own capability of, like, finding out who themselves are or something. I'm not sure, I'm like, I haven't really, like, thought of anything, like, formulated my own ideas yet, so I probably should stop talking about it before I, like, say something dumb, because I definitely already said something dumb. But I just thought it was an interesting documentary. I hear, well, currently it's 10, and I hear you're meeting up with some old middle school friends, and that's super duper uber exciting. Sorry, someone was, like, at the door. I think it was Marlo. And then super amazing. And I hope you're up to some... I'm not sure what you're up to. I was going to say I hope you're up to some crazy stuff, but I'm not sure, like, what crazy stuff can really happen in quarantine. But I hope you are up to some crazy stuff. If it's safe-ish, I'm not sure. Also, you're near the beach now, I hear, so maybe you can go to the beach. You know what I realized? Now that you're in North Carolina, where it's probably sunnier, when I come see you, you'll have, like, this tan, and I'll be this pasty kid, and you'll be like, who is this guy? He doesn't even, like, leave his house. But I do leave my house. I go outside. There's just no sun here lately, so I promise you that I'm not just hiding underneath the covers and scared of sunlight. So today I took a bath, and I'm not sure, I'm trying to think of a topic, but I haven't really thought of anything. But today I took a bath, and then after the bath my phone glitched out because I think water got in the system. And when it glitched out, I wasn't even like, I'm not sure, I was kind of, like, relieved. I was like, wow, like, maybe I can just kind of chill out now. Like, I'm not sure, I feel like I've been on just watching so much, like, just random stuff and being on social media a lot. Like, maybe I can just chill out and not text too many people. The only, like, highlight that I have is texting you, obviously. But then it started working, and then I could text you back, so I didn't have a wave withdrawal. However, also, I kind of needed my phone, because today, Jake, otherwise known as Dory, he had to put down his dog, and it's a sad day, so, you know, had to text him a bit and be like, hey, how are you, and all this. He just texted me saying, yeah, I can't stop thinking about it, but at least I'm not gonna kill myself. Oh. Yeah, basically, he said, like, I'm not sure, before Christmas, I think it may have been a full break, Okay, yeah, it was full break, and no one was at UVA, and me and Jake both came back early on, like, Friday morning, because we were up to watch the UVA versus Tech game, and so we stayed Friday night and things, and no one was up here really, and it was, like, dead quiet, and me and him met up, and we were just, like, for, like, 2 days, we were just, like, hanging out and just in my dorm drinking or, like, watching, I'm not sure, just doing random stuff. And he was like, yeah, I'm gonna, and he was talking about how his dog might have to be put down, and he was like, if that happens, I'm gonna kill myself. And I was like, nah, I don't, like, I was like, dude, that's a big thing, like, I'm not sure, I was just, like, worried. But then he just said, so that's where, that wasn't out of the blue where he said, at least I'm not gonna kill myself, that was just, like, previous background story. But he's good, he's good. However, I'm trying to think of something. Okay, I'm just looking at, like, questions right now, and I might end on a question. I'm just looking for a good question that to end on. I'm not sure. Yeah, I feel like this podcast wasn't too bad. It was a bit bad, but I never feel confident about any of my, podcasts. Yeah, sorry, but I think I may have a question. I'm just, like, reading a few right now. Okay, if you were to die this evening with no opportunity to communicate with anyone, what would you most regret not having told someone? Why haven't you told them? That's just a question that I found online, so that's my question. Maybe text back your response, or you don't even have to tell me your response if you don't want to. You know, it's up to you. But I love you so much. I love you more than anything. And I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a great Thursday. Wow. I'm losing track of days right now. But tomorrow is officially 1 week until I see you. So that's exciting. Bye. Love you.